Hi, I'm Adam Walker, and this is While Daring Greatly. Today, I want to talk about why positive relationships matter and how to start creating them. At my company, Dragon Army, one of our values, one of the things that we really hold dear are positive relationships. And it's part of what helps us to live out our purpose, which is to inspire happiness. And so I think a lot about positive relationships, and I think back on my life and some of my own positive relationships, and that reflection brought me to thinking about my small business teacher in high school. Before I met him, he was an enigma. He would walk the halls with kind of a scowl on his face and a quick pace, and it made me think that he was kind of scary and sort of sidestep anytime he was walking down the hall in my direction. And I thought that all through high school until my senior year, the summer of 1998, when I got a call and it was him on the line. And he wanted to talk to me about a small business thing, an opportunity that I could be a part of, and even actually a job that I could hold that upcoming senior year. And so that's the day that I met Billy. And from that moment forward, Billy became a friend and a mentor to me and a pillar of a positive relationship in my life that literally changed everything. Before I met him, I had wanted to go into engineering and computer science. And after I met him, I ended up going into Georgia Tech for business because I wanted to be in business. I wanted to start and grow companies and do things like that. So that positive relationship really impacted me. And that's one of the things that came to mind as I started to prepare to talk about this. And so let's talk about why positive relationships matter. So positive relationships matter because we're around negative people all the time. They're cynical. Sometimes they're mean. No one likes spending time with them, but somehow they wiggle their way into our lives and we have to deal with them. And so rather than dealing with them, I would advocate that we separate ourselves from those negative relationships and we focus on making an impact and improving the positive relationships that we have. And so it goes without saying that we are the sum of the people that we spend time with. And so by growing and having more positive relationships, they push us, they help us to get unstuck, they help us to grow as people, and they help to make us better people. All along the way, positive relationships have driven me forward to do things that I never thought possible. So how do you start creating positive relationships? I think the first thing that you have to do is to focus on intentionality. There's a paper that I cited by Sam Roberts and R.I.M. Dunbar, and they say human relationships also have a tendency to weaken. To prevent this decay requires time-consuming maintenance behaviors and principally communication and joint activities. Relationships weaken by their very nature, and so we have to constantly be looking for ways to contribute to them, to improve them, to make them better. We can't have a relationship that's on cruise control because a relationship on cruise control is a relationship that's going to crash. We also have to maintain them carefully. We have to think about how we're going to maintain a relationship. We think about maintaining a car. We think about maintaining a house. We think about maintaining objects, but we really need to maintain relationships as well and be thoughtful about how we do that. One of the ways that I do that is I set reminders. I know it's silly, but I make appointments with myself. I set reminders to remind me to check in with people, to remind me to send a text message, to remind me to make a phone call or say hello on a birthday, because otherwise I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to go about my day and I'm just going to be oblivious to the needs of other people. So I'll set reminders to make sure that I don't miss out on any opportunities. And then the last thing that I would say is just make a plan. Have a plan in mind for how you're going to make sure your relationship is a positive relationship. Are you going to call often? Are you going to spend time together? Are you going to go do things together? Are you going to go on trips? What are you going to do to make sure that the relationship that you care about is a positive relationship and continues to be a positive relationship for the rest of the time that you want it to be? So, positive relationships require work to make them work. Are you ready to do the work? I know I am.